And Dr. Seuss stories certainly demonstrate that a fiction writer's imagination knows no boundaries. Even so, many writers do feel bound to certain corners of the earth that are sources of inspiration for their stories. Daniel Woodrell is such a writer. After traveling around for a number of years, he moved back to the Ozarks, where most of his stories are set, and where NPR's Lynn Neary paid him a visit.
West Plains, Missouri is the kind of town where a person can stand in his front yard and have a comfortable view of his past.
My mom was actually born about 150 or 200 feet that way. My grandfather's house is, I guess, 200 yards that way.
Daniel Woodrell's family, on both sides, goes back a long way in West Plains. His father moved away, but Woodrell used to visit his grandparents here when he was a kid. Almost 20 years ago, he and his wife, Katie, decided to settle in the town. Both of them are writers, but most of Woodrell's neighbors had never heard of him.
When we first moved in here, we had a neighbor next door for 3 years, and one night there was an ice storm, and we got to stand around outside talking, and I mentioned I was a writer, and he said, "Oh, that's what you do. My God, I've been wondering, but I would never ask a man what he did for a living."
Woodrell's profile as a writer got a big boost in 2010 when his book Winter's Bone was made into a film starring the then-unknown Jennifer Lawrence. It's a tough story about blood ties and the code of silence and the criminal underworld of the Ozarks. It was not the first time, nor the last, that Woodrell has taken readers into the dark corners of this world. Woodrell says he resisted coming back to the Ozarks for a long time.
I don't see how this is going to work, being a writer in the Ozarks. But once I got over that, I realized I felt more kind of confidence to the stories I would tell about this region, as well as interest in the stories, than I really did anywhere else.
To what degree are your characters based in reality, based in real people, people you might even know? Because some of them are scary.
Well, those people are around, and everybody has an occasional interaction, but I will say one of the interesting things about the Ozarks is you just about don't have any kind of street crime or anything. It's strictly between people who know each other.
In his latest book, The Maid's Version, Woodrell moves into more personal territory with the fictional retelling of a tragedy that hit the town hard back in 1928. An explosion and fire at a dance hall left a good portion of the town's young people dead or injured. There was an official investigation, but they never pinned down a cause. Rumors were rampant and echoed down the decades.
There were several gossipy possibilities of some kind of romance involved, and a couple of things about different people who were having business failures and other things. And there were rumors of seeing people running away and all this. All of these stories reached me.
Many of the characters and events in The Maid's Version closely follow Woodrell's own family history. The fictional maid of the title is based on his grandmother.
She lived scared and angry, a life full of permanent grievances, sharp animosities, and cold memories for all who'd ever crossed us, any of us, ever. Alma DeGeer Donahue, with her pinched, hostile nature, her dark obsessions and primal need for revenge, was the big red heart of our family, the true heart, the one we keep secret and that sustains us.
Woodrell's grandmother and mother had their own firm ideas of what really happened the night of the fire, and some of those opinions made their way into the book. And because the disaster involved almost everyone in town, it gave Woodrell a way to write about the class boundaries that defined life in West Plains. On the town's main square, Woodrell points out the spot where the dance hall once stood.
It was more or less right there.
What would it have been like here then, do you know?
Well, it was actually in some ways livelier then, because everything was centered around the square, and you could see old pictures of a Saturday on the square here, and it would just be packed, wall-to-wall people milling around.
Why don't we walk around the square a little bit?
All right.
Around the corner is an old hardware store that's now an antique mall.
I'm sure it's okay if we walk through here a second if you want to.
Okay, sure.
The antique mall is owned by Tony Aide, whose family has been living in West Plains since 1885.
If I want to know if something really happened, he's who I ask. There he is.
He and Woodrell fall into conversation with the ease of two people who have known each other a long time. The talk soon turns to the dance hall fire.
I was born in 1950, and when I was a teenager, there were a lot of people in town you couldn't mention the explosion in front of. It was a taboo subject. You just didn't bring it up because it was too much tragedy, too many unanswered questions. They didn't want to discuss it anymore.
So his book that's sort of based on this story, if it had come out around then, it would have been pretty explosive
in
this town.
Right. I had to move to Springfield.
The town cemetery sits close to the railroad tracks. In Woodrell's book, there's a statue in the cemetery that's a memorial to those who died in the fire. When the train goes by, the statue shakes, and the people of the town say it's dancing. The real memorial is an oversized tombstone.
This is the memorial to the unidentified dead. You can see also that some families lost multiple members all in one swoop.
Woodrell used to play in this cemetery when he visited his grandfather, who lived across the street. And the mystery of what really happened that night, whether someone deliberately set off the explosion that killed so many, took hold of his imagination.
I began to be aware that that was like one of the, other than the Civil War, that's one of the keystone events in this town's history.
So when did you start thinking, there's a book here? I can write a book about this.
Well, just about as soon as I heard about it. I had to learn how to write first.
The Maid's Version is the most personal book Woodrell has ever written. And now that it's done, he finds himself wondering what other tales of the Ozarks he has to tell. Lynn Neary, NPR News.
And it's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.